progress.
Now, I'd like to call Wallace Degner Academy's board meeting to order. It is 10:32 a.m. on Monday, July 6, 2026, and this is an electronic board meeting. Can board members please state their name and title for the record, followed by anyone else with a speaking role in today's meeting? Sarah Vaughan, President. Tony.
Antonio Ferrano, Treasurer.
Reed.
Reed Farnsworth, board member.
Frank.
Frank Magana, board member.
Adam.
Adam Gerlach, CEO.
Hannah.
Hannah Jones, Academica West.
Chantel.
Chantel Wixon, Academica West.
Brad.
Brad Taylor with Academica West.
Brandon.
Brandon Johnson with Farnsworth Johnson.
And David.
David Robertson, LRB Public Finance Advisors, Financial Advisor of the school.
Thank you so much. The first item is the consent items, June 17, 2026, board meeting and closed session minutes. Any questions from the board?
Nope.
Nope. I make a motion to pass the June 17, 2026 board meeting and closed session minutes. Can I have a second, please, Frank?
Aye, Frank, second the motion.
All in favour say aye. Aye, Sarah. Tony.
Aye, Tony.
Reed.
Aye, Reed.
Frank.
Aye, Frank.
And that's unanimous and that's passed. The next is voting items, and there's three items that all relate to what David and Brandon can speak to today. So, David, if I can hand over to you, that would be wonderful.
Great. Thank you, everyone, for joining. I apologize that we had to have this. The Finance Authority kind of threw us a curveball on accelerating the timeline a little bit. As a quick update, we got the bond rating last week, confirmed a BB+. We kind of silently had hoped for an increase to the BBB-. They'd like you to kind of grow into the operations a little bit. You've been growing so fast that some of your financial metrics, like the fund, like the reserve fund and enrollment, they just want you to kind of grow into that a little bit more. But they thought that you were a fantastic organization. Really, they like the management, the academic results. And so your rating is confirmed at BB+. And just they really rated the strength of management, and what you guys are doing is really fantastic. So congrats there. With that rating, we are now ready to submit the financing application to the Finance Authority. I had planned to kind of do this kind of mid-summer and then have the Finance Authority meeting in August, and then be able to price and close the bonds in September. They got another application kind of mid to late June. And so they actually scheduled a meeting for the end of July. And so they're hoping that we can get our application submitted by tomorrow to enable them to put you on that July 23rd calendar. So that's why we're having this meeting today, is that they're moving your schedule up a couple of weeks, because I just don't know if we don't get on that July meeting with summer schedules and everything, if we don't get until late August or early September, I just don't want to delay your project too much longer. So I appreciate you meeting today. That's why we're having this surprise meeting today. The meeting today is we're approving three different things. The reimbursement resolution just allows the school, if you spend any money, to get reimbursed from the tax-exempt bonds for this. But it also signifies to the Finance Authority that the board's engaged, that you're aware of this transaction and everything is moving forward. We're not ready for you to approve the actual authorizing resolution because the documents aren't kind of buttoned up quite yet. The reason the documents are a little bit in flux is we're, because of some legislation that Brad and I and others were involved with helping that legislation approved, the school can now apply for the credit enhancement program. The credit enhancement program is going to get the moral obligation of a state to actually support and be a credit support for your bonds. The documents, because you have existing bonds outstanding that don't have the credit enhancement in place, and these new bonds will have the credit enhancement in place, there's just some intricacies that you can imagine from a security standpoint on getting those documents aligned. So we're not ready for you to adopt the authorizing resolution. I presume that you're going to have a board meeting in August sometime, that assuming you have that meeting in August, that we could come back to you for that meeting. But to get the application submitted, we want you to consider this reimbursement resolution. It's not committing. It's not saying you're going to do something. It simply says, if we do something, If the school sends any money, you can get reimbursed from the bond proceeds for that money. But like I said, it also signifies to the finance authority that you're involved, you're moving this transaction along, and that we have a transaction ahead of us. Then part of that process, we are submitting a financing application. Sarah, you probably remember that from last time. You had a couple of signatures. There's going to be a little bit more to this application because we are applying for the credit enhancement program. There's going to be an additional addendum to the existing application, along with some more certificates. And so we felt that it would be prudent just to have the board approve this. And then there's also an application deposit. We say deposit because that money will come back to the school. Assuming you close the transaction, that $30,000 will come back. But they want that $30,000 just in case the transaction goes sideways. They have some money to pay their professionals. It's making sure the schools are real and committed to this transaction. So those are the nature of those three voting items. Again, reimbursement resolution, authorizing, just signifying that the transaction is moving forward, the application and the approval. Sarah, I know we're all busy. I didn't know this as the chair. If you wanted to be the signatory on the application and a couple of certification letters, Adam or Anthony also have that ability to do that as well. But yeah, we can put you on that if you're available.
Yes, I can be. When does it need to be signed? By today?
By tomorrow.
In person or just electronically?
Electronic is just fine. As long as we have your blessing, either will work.
Oh, okay. I'm happy to do it. And I think in the past, we had our finance treasurer sign some of the other documents, but I'm happy to do this one.
Yeah, both of you, assuming Frank is still the finance person, either of you are good to go.
It's actually Tony now.
Oh, Tony, you took over. Perfect.
Yep. And I'm happy to, whatever you guys need me to as well.
Right now, we have Sarah's name in there. So if Sarah's good and you're set up electronically, Sarah will get these sent over to you. I can send them to Brad and Chantel, and they'll get them processed. And then we'll get the $30,000 processed as well.
Perfect. I'm happy to do that. And is the $30,000 nominated by the UCFA? Is that the amount that's required?
Yes, it's in the application. That's just part of the process. But yeah, they upped it from, it used to be $20,000. But now it's $30,000, and with that amount, I believe that's over the director's authorized limit as well. So I'm going to bring that to the board's notice as well.
Perfect. And with the BB Plus, is the B Plus that you mentioned, or the one that we didn't get? That's premium level. Is that the premium?
Yeah. So double B Plus, you're the highest non-investment grade, and then the triple B minus is that would be one step up, and that is the lowest of the investment grade. So yeah, we were hoping to bring that benchmark. We just weren't quite able to. Some of your metrics, like I said, they said the management, the academics, the size, operations of the school are all fantastic. But as you're growing, as you can imagine, your fund balance isn't, because you've grown, your expenses have grown, some of your financial metrics just aren't at the right levels yet. But they said you're doing everything great. You're going to get there as long as these trends continue. We just need to see a couple more years of operations.
Great. Okay. Thank you so much. Any questions for David or Brandon or Brad, who are also on?
Just a quick question on that credit rating. Does that take into account future debt obligations like this bond issuance that we're working on? Or does that include it?
Yep. Yeah, the rating is actually the school's ability to repay this 2026 series of bonds. And Frank, that's something that you'll probably globbed onto. Unlike your personal credit score, that kind of applies to everything. When you get a bond rating, the misnomer is it's actually the school's ability to repay each individual series of bonds. And so that's why we have to get a credit rating. So yes, Frank, they took into consideration, they know that this is replacing an existing lease obligation, the school's potential future growth. So that's why they're saying, hey, you guys are doing great things, but to get up to that triple B minus, we need you to kind of grow into this debt and kind of meet all of your enrollment projections and increase your fund balance a little bit more.
Got it. Thanks.
Is this better than the rating we had on our last one, just out of curiosity?
It's the same one.
Same one?
Same rating. Which is impressive because you are adding on a big debt load. So it's still very impressive to maintain the rating, even though you're taking on a lot more debt.
Any further questions?
Nope.
Okay, well, I'll make a motion to pass the reimbursement resolution, the submission, the financing application of UCSFA, and the approval of $30,000 deposit of UCSFA. Can I have a second, please, Frank?
I, Frank, second the motion.
All in favour say aye. Aye, Sarah. Tony?
Aye, Tony.
Reed?
Aye, Reed.
Frank?
Aye, Frank.
And that's unanimous, and those three items are passed. The last item we've got is calendaring for the next meeting, which is the August 5th, David, 5:30 at the moment, if that works with your schedule as well. Well, if this is something that comes up.
We will make that work. Brandon, I'm assuming we can get the documents pulled together by then. Well, we'll need to because we have the Finance Authority meeting on the 23rd. So, yeah, we'll be cranking all of that.
Okay. So it's at the moment, it's at August 5th at 5:30 on Zoom.
Okay, I will put that on our schedules. Thank you for the update there.
Perfect. Any questions about... Sorry.
I was just going to say, is it Tony signing on the board member, the attest? Is that what we decided? Because I can add Sarah's signature and Tony's with their permission and then send the resolution over to you, David, if that works. Just wanted to make sure I got the right signature on the board member. Yeah.
That works for me. Can I give you my verbal approval right now?
Yeah, that would be great.
I approve you to do that. Thank you very much.
Okay, great.
If Sarah's verbal approval also. Okay,
thanks, guys. That was
and it. And then Hannah,
will you send that to me as well, Brandon Johnson?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
And then Hannah, we'll get you over. There's three or four things that we need to get signed. So Sarah, just so you know, there'll be like a cover letter for the application. And then there's the signature page of the application. There's a certification letter just saying, hey, things are accurate. And then we have your two underwriters that you engaged with the last board meeting. We just have their engagement letters. And they're all very standard. All the language is very straightforward. So we'll get those over to Hannah so she can get your signatures on all those.
Perfect. Yeah, if you can send those through Hannah, that'd be great.
And Hannah, yes. I know we've sent a couple of things piecemeal. We'll put that all in one fresh email today so that way you have it all in one spot.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
And Brandon, I kind of stole your thunder. Was there anything else you wanted to mention on any of this stuff?
No, I was glad you did because it's always hard to explain a reimbursement resolution because it's such a weird thing. But you did a great job, so thank you.
Thank you.
Any further questions? No. Thanks so much for joining us here today. Well, I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting. Can I have a second, please, Reed?
Aye, Reed. Second the motion.
All in favour say aye. Aye, Sarah. Tony.
Aye, Tony.
Reed.
Aye, Reed.
Frank.
Aye, Frank.
And that's unanimous, and we've now adjourned the meeting at 10:45 a.m.
Go USA.
Go USA.
Recording stuff.